Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Romans chapter 1. We're going to continue in the book of Romans chapter 1. And we're going to try to dissect verses 23 through 32 this evening. There's a lot to cover here, but we're just going to allow God to have his way tonight. Amen. And so, let's go to the very first verse. I entitle this evening's message, Exchanging the Truth for a Lie. One of the things I heard in prayer tonight was the lie that has infiltrated our nation, this world. And we're going to see how God spoke to the Apostle Paul regarding this issue, regarding our day and time, not just in theirs. Nothing has changed in 2,000 years. I hope you know that. And nothing has changed since the fall of man. And so, let's go to the Word. And it reads, And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creepy things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Look at verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. This is where I got tonight's topic. And worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And he says, Amen. Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Look at verse 27. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. Verse 28 through 29. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. King James is retrobate. To do the things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. Look at number 30. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God and those who practice such things are what? Worthy of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Saints of God, that last verse of scripture right there is a warning for the church. It's a warning to those who would read the scriptures, because the unbelievers were not going to read this, right? But this was left for us. But not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Be careful what you approve with your eyes. Be careful what you approve with your ears. Be careful of what you approve on who you hang with. And so, let's break this down and let's go back to verse 23. And it reads, And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creepy things. You see, saints, anyone proud of his spiritual background should take a careful look of himself, ourself, their self. Why? Because the Jews were called to be guides of the Gentiles. And salvation is of the Jews. You got to remember, it was addressed to the Jew first, then to what? Us Gentiles. But their response to God's plan for them had made them arrogant. Jews today are very arrogant. Some of them that don't know Christ, they're very arrogant. The Jew of whom Paul was thinking possessed the law and was confident that this position allowed him to teach all those who were ignorant without the law. But however, saints of God, Paul's questions were designed to force you and I as the listener to realize that not all Jews could calm or claim such superiority. They couldn't, because this was beyond them. Many of them at the time were not born again. But when God saves us, he illuminates our mind. He allows the scripture now to show his truth. And when we see the truth, our spirit rejoices. And so, my friends, many did not understand God's law, had false confidence in it, and could not apply it readily to their daily life. It was hard for them to adjust. And without God's spirit and the gospel, they had neither superiority nor all the answers. They were dumbfounded. They couldn't figure this out. Why? Because they weren't born again. They weren't born like you and I. But now that we got the Holy Spirit, God slowly teaches us truth. And so the general principle is that it is much easier to tell others how to behave than to behave properly ourselves. Huh? It's easy to say, yeah, you need to behave. Well, sometimes that finger is pointing right back at us. And Jesus pointed out, even withholding what rightfully belongs to someone else is stealing. And looking on another person with lustful, adulterous intent is adultery. Be careful, saints of God. Because look at this. Look what Matthew wrote down right here. Matthew 5:27. You have heard it that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But look what Jesus said in verse 28. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. This is no different from women looking at men in that same fashion. It pertains to both sexes. Can I get an amen? Both genders. So we always have to be what? Guarding our heart. Why? Because we accuse others, and if we continue to do that, we must look at ourselves and see if the same sin in any forms exists within us. Can I get amen? Amen. Be careful when you go judge someone. Be careful when you go minister to someone. Well, you need to stop this and you need to do that. And yet you have a secret life. Be careful. Be careful. You know, when that thing was around with one of these famous preachers that supposedly he did, I was very careful to spread that around.
That's right.
Real careful to do that. You know why? Because whatever Jesus said, whatever judgment you mete out to someone, the same judgment will come back to you. Be careful. Help someone, pray for someone, but don't judge them, because we're not the judge.
That's right.
Jesus will judge. Can I get an amen? But the question, do you steal from pagan temples, may be making the contrast between condemning idolatry while in private valuing them so highly that they become worth stealing. Wow. By knowing God's law and then breaking it, the Jews had given great dishonor to God. Listen, you got to remember. Let me just share this. The Jews back in the day, all they knew about God was the Old Testament scriptures, but they never were born again. So they were about the law of Moses, the do's and don'ts. Yet Jesus said, you stand on the corner and you pronounce how much you tithe, how much you give, how much you do this and you do that, but yet your cup is empty. You're filled with dead men's bones. My. Saints, we have to be real careful. Can I get amen? So let's go to verse 24 now in Romans chapter 1. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Wow. God gave them up. He turned them over. Meaning there's a time with God that a person will sin to the nth degree and then God turns them over. Because God speaks and He warns and He warns and He cries out to their soul to turn. And yet, He gives them up. Why? Because of the hardness of their heart. It says right here, therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. So there's no one to blame but them. Can I get amen? You see, God left those who spurned Him to their own desires. Without His guidance, they degenerated into ruinous moral practices. Every unthinkable wicked thing they were involved in. Let me just say this. If there's anything wicked that's there still as a residue from your past life, cry out to God. Say, God, take this. God, help me. God, deliver me. God. God, don't let me think on this no more, God. And He will help you. We serve a God. Why? Because you need to understand that every soul that has come into this world from Adam until our present day, did you know that all souls belong to God? Did you know that we don't own ourselves? Matter of fact, as a born-again believer, the Bible says that we've been bought with a price.
That's right.
Through the blood of Jesus. But I have scripture to show you that all souls belong to God, and the soul that sins shall die. It's right here. Look at this. Ezekiel 18:4. Behold, all what? Souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins shall what? Die. This word is still valid today. Because in 1 Timothy, Paul wrote to him and said, All scripture is for our understanding, for our learning. That means the Old Testament, New Testament. Here Paul introduces the subject of sexual impurity as we're looking in the book of Romans chapter 24. And throughout history, paganism has shown a remarkable capacity for substituting the pursuit of sexual pleasure for the pursuit of holiness. So in other words, let me just say this. What Satan has done, he has flip-flopped it. He has taken what is righteous, what's holy, what is good, and he flipped it in people's hearts to say that the lie now is the truth. And people are deceived. Jesus said in the last days there would be such great deception. And we're seeing it right now. How many believe we see that today?
Oh yeah.
And it's just not on television or in movies. It's in real life. Some of our families are involved. You go to the mall. You go to the market. I shared this. This is Pastor Fee 101. But Jesus said this in Matthew 24. That it would be like the days of Lot and Noah before His return. So I ask this question upon you. All of you tuned to us tonight. And those who are watching on, matter of fact, we welcome you, Facebook, YouTube. Thank you for joining us. But I'm just here to ask this question regarding that God sees it. How many believe that God sees everything? He sees it all, right? And he sees the viciousness, what the enemy has done. And let me just say this. The enemy has destroyed a lot of families. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But God, in his great mercy and his great wisdom, has given you and me, us, visions to see. Like so, he said in the days of Lot and Noah, that what were the days of Lot and Noah? What was the one thing that was going to be like the days of Lot and Noah? We see the white, violent. Yes. Okay. So back then, it was called the Nephilim. Who were the Nephilim? They were the sons of God that came down to earth. Now, who were the sons of God? It's in Genesis. It was the fall of demonic beings. They were fallen angels. And that's what they were identified as, the sons of God. They fell to this earth, and they came inside women, and out came these giant, weird-looking creatures, and it was so wicked. They were vile and vicious and wicked that God said, this is why I need to destroy them now.
Yep.
So here's Pastor Fee 101. I truly believe that what's taking place around the world, and it's so prevalent now, you look at the transgenderism and the homosexuality, and you look at their faces, they're not normal. Why are they not looking normal? They have an odd look to them. And I was in prayer, I said, God, what is this horrendous look in these male homosexuals and these females? What's in them? The fallen angels have came in and has perverted them, has possessed them. So we're dealing with a spiritual matter. We're not dealing with, this is what I want to do. No, because they have given themselves over to that. So God allows, just like in the days of Noah and Lot, these demonic beings going in them and causing them not to come back no more to God. You got to see it for what it is. They're not natural when you look at them. They're not. There's a wickedness there, a distortion. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so we got to be what? We got to be aware of this and sincere about this. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so let's go to verse 25 here as we go a little further here. Because this is a serious matter. What Paul, when he wrote this, is for our understanding. Can I get amen? So let's look at verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. This is where I got my topic. And worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Saints, just as people exchanged the glory of God for lackluster images, they also traded what they knew, what was truth about God, for lies. Here's one big lie. Here's one really big lie. That God's mad at you. That God hates you. That's a lie. Because if he did, if that was in his heart, he would have never sent his son to die for us.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
I want you to know that God is madly in love with you. And let me just say this. The death of a wicked one or an unbeliever does not bring him glory.
That's right.
It's his heart that they would come to a place of repentance. You see, these people have completely turned their back on God and replaced him with things that they then worship. Look what God showed King David right up here. Look at this. I'm going to go to Psalm 106. Look at this. They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works, and they served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to who?
Demons.
This practice is still taking place.
Still taking place.
My brother told me, during Halloween, up there in Fallbrook, they find so many human bones. till today? Human sacrifices. Oh, yes. They abduct, they kidnap either a child or a youngster, and they still do this today.
They do.
My. Look at verse 38. And shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. Look at this. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works and played the harlot by their own deeds. Saints of God, it has not changed. When this was written by King David, this was at least 3,500 years ago. Because it was a good 1,500 between King David and the Lord. And so this wickedness hasn't quit, has it? How many millions have been aborted now in our land? Almost 70 million. And the blood has been spilt and it's crying out. No differently than this. This is why we need a Savior. This is why we need Jesus to come.
Yes.
To deliver us. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Although many may refuse to acknowledge God's existence, it doesn't change the truth. Can I get amen? Because God exists and He's real. He's more real than anything else on this planet. Because He's the God that lives inside of us.
Amen.
So, let's move on to verse 26, 27. Both of these scriptures together. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also, the men leaving the natural use of women burn their lust for one another. Look at this. Men with men. Committing. Committing what? What is shameful. And receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. That was due. That was all due. Wow. My. You see, my friends, when the desire for the true God is rejected, other little gods will come into play. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
Remember before we got saved, we had a whole bunch of little gods going on.
Oh, yeah.
Back in my early, I'm going to say early youth, not youth, but young adult, it was low riding. Don't get close to my car. Music, the whole works. But yet, years later, God would show his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get amen? Amen? You see, my friends, when people refuse God and His standards, when they are left to themselves and their own little gods, nothing can stop them from seeking to fulfill their passions. It's like a locomotive. It's like a train that has no brakes. That sinfulness in that person that's not saved just desires and demands that. It's a craving that won't quit. How do you say that in Spanish when you have an itch that won't stop itching? Amy, ¿cómo son? ¿Cómo son? Yes. Ongoing. You can't stop. Some people scratch until they bleed. Oh, yes. But here's how Paul wrote about this. Because you got to remember, God illuminated his mind. Remember, Paul was Saul of Tarsus. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. This guy was a rabbi at the time. But then God illuminated to him when he saved him truth about the internal heart of mankind. You see, what I love about the Word of God, it exposes who we are. It's the only book in the world that shows us what we're made of and why God had to come and save us. He came to save us from ourself. You see, back then and this day, Paul or Saul of Tarsus, who was going after the born-again church, He thought in his own heart that he was doing the right thing, that he was doing a service for God. Yet, he didn't realize he was coming against the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, God just downloaded illumination and truth to Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, the greatest apostle that ever lived. Look what he wrote here to the Corinthian church. Let's go there right now. Look at this. In 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? This is not Old Testament. This is New Testament. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, this is people living together, having sex without marriage, nor idolaters, which are worshipers of idols, nor adulterers, people that are married, that are having illicit affairs, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, you don't want to go there with that word, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. If you even have an inclination of these things, give it to God. Say, God, help me, have mercy. Lord, drive this out of me, God. Don't let it hinder my walk with you. Don't let it hinder my relationship with others. Don't let my eyes deceive me. Because we can be self-deceived. Can I get amen? Amen? But look at verse 11. God's always has hope. He always has hope. Look at this. And such were some of you. Oh, come on. We were in one of these categories, weren't we? But you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. This is what I love about God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says where sin abound, grace much more abounds. Meaning, I don't care how dark your life is. I don't care how dark it looks. I don't care what it looks like at that time. God is able. Say that with me. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. He will go to the depths of wickedness to pull us out of the fire. He did that for me. I don't know what he did for you, but he did that for me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
How many can say he did something mighty in your life?
Amen.
Oh, come on. Mighty. Mighty, mighty, mighty. You see, my friends, perversions of sex became rampant during this time, and right now, it's off the chain.
Yes, it is.
It's off the chain now. I just watched a little news clip on Fox, and ever since Trump started winning in this elections, all these people in the school district is rising up right now to keep the ungodliness in the school system. Because they see a war coming now. They want to keep the transgenderism, the homosexuality. They want to keep all the teaching children, pornographic things.
Innocent.
Jesus, help us.
Yes.
God's plan for natural sexual relationship is his ideal for his creation. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
It is the height of foolishness to think that any sex act is acceptable as long as no one gets hurt. That's wrong. Not only does some people are affected around your life, but you hurt yourself.
Yes.
And some people will hurt themselves all the way to damnation.
Yep.
Lest they repent. You know, there's hope for them.
Amen. Yes.
There's hope for them.
Yes, there is.
And guess what? We as the lights need to give them that hope.
Right.
We can't condemn them, but we got to tell them truth. Listen, Jesus came to save you. Receive him and repent from that sin, and you're going to have a great and wonderful life with him forevermore. But if you remain in that state, There is nothing else for you. There's no more remedy. There's no more cure. There's no more medicine. There's no more psychologist. Those who remain in that state, we all know. Because Jesus said it best, I didn't come to condemn the world, because the world's already what? Condemned. He goes, I came to save those who were lost. And we were lost, right? Amen. And he came to save us. Can I get amen? You see, many pagan practices encouraged it. And guess what? Our schools are encouraging it today. God is willing to receive anyone who comes to him in faith. Can I get amen? And Christians should love and accept others no matter what their background is. It don't matter what you were into. Just turn from it. And we'll come alongside you and pray with you. And hope that you will learn. But I'm here to set the record straight. And you can cut me off on Facebook and YouTube. But homosexuality, transgenderism, is strictly forbidden in Scripture.
That's right. Yes.
There's no compromise.
Nope.
What's written is written. We cannot go in there and we cannot amend anything that's already forever settled in heaven.
Right.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
Now, the only reason why we're on this topic is because we go through the Bible. And we've come to a place in Romans where it talks about that. So we got to talk about it.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
I'm not picking on a group of people. I'm just reading through the Scriptures.
Yes, that's right.
We're not going to leapfrog over it.
That's right. We don't pick and choose.
We can't pick and choose.
Yep.
And so let's start with this right here. In Leviticus 18:20, look at this. And you shall what? Not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech. Nor shall you profane the name of your God. This is talking about a type of abortion. I am the Lord. You shall not... Oh, look at this. And you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It's a what?
Abomination.
An abomination.
There it is.
You see, homosexuality today is considered acceptable now. Listen, we accept the people for who they are, which was us at one time, sinners without a Savior.
Right. That's right.
We accept that. Can I get amen? But we do not accept their practice.
That's right.
We do not accept their sin. Can I get amen?
Right.
We have to tell them in love, listen, this is going to send you to a fiery hell, because that's what God says. We're all people that are involved in this way of a lifestyle is headed there.
Yeah.
Thank God he came to save you.
Amen.
And didn't allow you to perish.
Amen.
Now, it's up to them whether they receive the cross or they reject it. And many of this lifestyle believe that their desires are normal, and that they have a right to express them. You can express them in the private, but when you come in the open, now you're infringing on what I believe is true and holy.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
Amen.
And you can't shove that down my throat,
amen.
And I'm not going to allow you.
That's right.
Can I get amen?
That's right.
Truth is truth.
Truth is truth.
If you can't handle the truth, then find a place that will coddle the lie. They'll coddle it. They'll caress it. It's okay. You can be that way. I still love you. Come on. Look what Paul wrote to the Romans. And it's very clear right here. Look at this. He wrote this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Aren't you so blessed that God made a way? He made a way for you and I. He made a way for these folks, my friends. And look at this. Now we're going to go back to Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Look at this. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. If you have the King James version, it's reprobate. You know what that means? That person can never come back to God. He will not draw them back to Him. He gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not what? Fitting. Saints, people then and people now had the knowledge but they were not ignorant of the knowledge. They just didn't want to hear the truth and know the truth. In our times, we have what? Seen a belittling of God as no more than a pale extension of our wishful thinking someone made in our image. Wow. Look what the Word of God says here. I love what God said. How many believe God's Word? The Bible's clear. It said, let God be true and every man a liar. But look at this in Leviticus 20:13. If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. What? Look what, okay, well, yeah, preacher, but that, you're, you know, the laws have changed. We're in the New Testament. Really? Okay. Let's go there right now. Let's go to 1 Timothy 1:8-11. But we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, realizing the fact that law is not made for a, look, it's, the law is not made for a righteous man, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers. Look at this in verse 10. And immoral men and homosexuals and kidnappers and liars and perjurers and whatever else is contrary to sound what? Teaching according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. Paul has been entrusted to this truth. And who is man today to amend it, to change it, to pervert it, to be a false witness of these ungodly acts? Yeah, you're probably going to turn me off right now, but that's okay. I'll be back next week. Tune in. Look what was written in the book of Jude. Look at this. Right up here. I'm going to go right there right now. And don't forget the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, all full of lust of every kind, including lust of men for other men. Those men, look at the, those cities were destroyed by fire and continue to be a warning to us that there is a hell in which sinners are punished. What more do you want? Can I get an amen? It's right there in the Word. How can you argue against this? There's no wiggle room. There's no compromise with God. Can I get an amen? I know this is a tough teaching for some people, but guess what? This is true. And here's the thing. Nowadays, the progressives are saying, well, that's your truth, but this is my truth. So they're walking around saying, you have your own truth, but I have my own truth. You know what I say to that? Yeah, you're right. I have my own truth. It's the Word of God. But you're not walking in truth. You're walking in a lie. And you got to be bold. You got to tell them you're walking in a lie. And then you point them to the Scripture. Can I get amen? And so, let's continue this. In Romans chapter 1, verses 29, 30, and 31. All three together. Look at this. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. I want you to look at this right here in verse 30. Okay, it says backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters. I want you to catch the next verse. Inventors of evil things. One of the things that Biden unleashed days ago, when he saw the primaries, and now he's going to be in a war. Guess what he unleashed? He did what's called an executive order. If you're not catching this, you're not going to know what's happening. He signed an executive order to release these pills that are far worse than the ones that are out now that'll abort a child within an hour. This is what it says, inventors of evil things. This is not science. We always laugh when someone says, I believe in science. No. You better believe in God. Can I get an amen? You better believe in God and His righteousness. You see, these people's lives became full of every kind of wickedness, suggests a state of being filled to the point of overflowing. They're filled with all this, and there's no space, there's nowhere in their heart where they want to hear righteousness. This is why God said, I turned them over. Because in other words, He said, I'm done with them. Pray that the people that you know in your life, that God's not done with them. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because we don't know who He's done with. All we know is that they could be lined up to be someone that's done with by Him. Can I get amen? Well, we can't guess. For us as believers, all we can do is hope. Hope they repent. Hope that God will quicken them to come. You see, my friends, once the mind of man had become depraved, it followed that creative power of thought and was turned to pursue the evil things of this life. And so Satan filled their heart and their mind with wickedness, and they embraced it. And like us, we embrace the cross. They embrace the darkness. Paul listed over 20 different ways in which the mind can be focused once it has turned away from God. He spells it out. Paul said, this is what happens when someone departs from God. It's right up here. Look at this. We just read it. We're going to read it again. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicator. We read this scripture, but I think someone needs to hear it again. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. I'm going to just pause real quick before we go any further. I just felt an unction to pray for people that are in our sphere of influence that need Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the souls of men and women that we know that are still involved in what we're reading tonight. They're still involved in wickedness. They have no heart for you. They have no desire for you. They will not come to church. They will find other things to do in life. You're not important to them. God, I pray for these people that you would truly give them a mind to be saved and a heart of repentance. Lord, that you would save them, oh God. And Lord, that you would bring them to a place of repentance and they would be on fire for you. Lord, thank you, Lord, that your hand has been upon us and you haven't let us go, oh God. And there have been times, Lord, every one of us has been disobedient in one way or another, but you dealt with us and we allowed you to chastise us because we are sons and daughters of the Most High. Oh God, have mercy on them, God. Bring them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to a place where they will still cry out for you, God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Look what Paul wrote to the Galatians right up here. He not just wrote to the Corinthians or Romans or Jude or Timothy, but he even went to Galatia and wrote this. Look at this. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. I want you to see that word sorcery. This is not Merlin the magician with the pointy long hat. If you take that word sorcery in the Greek, it's pharmakia. This is drugs. And how many people do we know that are bound up? Fentanyl now is the killer now. Look at all the marijuana houses around. What's the one that right down the street from us? Yeah.
I thought it was a restaurant.
They're all in there.
Crazy.
And they come out lighting it up. Wow. This is off the record here. But back in the day, we would risk our lives for two fingers.
Yeah.
You remember? And there are people right now still in prison who had a couple of bags.
Yep. Tell the truth. And now you
can. And now, it don't matter. And those people are still in prison. And you know what? The system that's so corrupt has basically corrupted them.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they get out, they'll be a mess,
yeah. It's upside down. Everything's upside down. Everything's upside down. This is why we need Jesus to come and set order. Can I get amen? We need God to come and set order now. Our soul needs to be crying out, say, God, now come and change this world for your glory. That we would serve you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That all this wickedness around the world would be destroyed and your righteousness and the banner of Jesus Christ would be lifted up around the world and we would all come to worship the King. Come on, give God a shout. Let's finish off this scripture. Sorcery, we just talked about it. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies. Dissensions. Heresies. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will what? Not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. Wow. And then Paul wrote to the Colossian church. Look at what he wrote to the Colossian. This is for us. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. So this is what God is telling the church now. God is saying, put this stuff down. Get it out of your life. Walk with integrity before me. Walk with cleanliness before me. Look at this. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. So what is he saying? Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, look at this. The wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. These are the unbelievers. These are the people that won't repent. So the wrath is going to come upon them when their life is down, is over with. When their human life ceases to exist, the wrath of God is going to continue, and they're going to live eternally in a place of torment. Look at this. In which you yourselves once walked. So he's describing us at one time. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. This is what I don't get. And I'm not knocking those who struggle with this. But professing to know Christ and still have a potty mouth. Still the bleepity bleep comes out. This is just Pastor Fee 101 again. It baffles me. Because you know what comes to mind? What kind of Holy Ghost do you got? If the Holy Ghost is truly in you, that should have been driven out. You should no longer want to swear like the world. I don't get it. But look at this. In verse 9, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. This is our MO now. Can I get amen? That we are to walk in the newness of life.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
That all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Mm-hmm. And now we have a new nature. How many love the new nature now?
Amen.
I know it wars with this sinful body, but guess what? If there's a war going on, that's good news.
That's right.
You know why? Because if there's no longer a war, then you've already succumbed to the battle. You've already given up. You've already what? Did this with the white flag. Oh, hey. Oh, have your way, flesh. No. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to look at wrong things. We're going to hear wrong things. We may even say or do wrong, dumb stuff. But don't stay in that position. You repent. You get up. Say, God, forgive me. And let me move forward with you, God. Because until we get delivered from this flesh, Paul said there's no good thing in our flesh. No good thing. Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we're going to end with our last scripture in chapter 1. It's right up here, verse 32. Look at this. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Uh-oh. That was a tough one there. You know what came to mind? Because I have a lot of family members, and some of them are walking in iniquity. They're walking in homosexuality. But the Bible says we are not to approve that practice. Can I get amen? No matter how tough it is, you have to tell them truth. Can I? And listen, it's not, I need you to catch this. It's not them. It's the spirit that's in them. Can I get amen? There's a spirit at work in their life, and it needs to be cast out. It needs to be bound up. The strong man needs to be bound up. And they need to be delivered.
Amen.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
You see, in the previous verses, Paul pointed out several results when God abandons people to pursue their evil desires. He was convinced that each person in rebellion against God perceives the final outcome of that rebellion. But even the finality of death is ignored by many. Some of them know, I don't care. I hope they have a rock party in hell. You ever heard that? I've heard them. Yeah, it's going to be a party down there. No, it's going to be eternal torment. And you will hear the cries of everyone else crying, but you won't see them. All you see is yourself with worms coming out of your mouth and being tormented by demons in a place that's unbearable. Your flesh cannot disintegrate. It'll melt off and grow back again for eternal torment. Wow. Help us, God. This is why I'm so ever thankful for my salvation, for your salvation, because He saved us from a horrible place. And so I ask this question up here. How are people fully aware of God's death penalty? How are they aware? You know how they're aware? By you telling them the truth. Because they won't read it for themselves. They won't come to a setting like this to hear it for themselves. So God has given us that opportunity and the accountability to speak truth to their life. And don't hold back. No matter what they... I remember what Brother Felipe said. Don't look at their face. Don't look if they frown at you. If they look at you like hatred. You do what God told you to do. Is tell them in truth and love that unless you repent, you will perish. Give them a hug if you have to. Say, hey, I love you. I want to see you with me in eternity with Jesus. But you have to do that in order to obtain this, which is eternal glory. And so, if you're watching for the first time, maybe second time, and maybe you haven't given your heart to the Lord, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family right now, as we conclude this chapter, we'll start with chapter 2 next week, to give you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. How many believe right now, saints of God, that God has done a miracle in your life? Amen. Well, guess what? That same miracle that He did for us, He wants to do for you. Amen. And all you have to do is repent of your sins, cry out to God, and watch Him do the miraculous in your life. So I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, and watch God do what only He can do, is raise you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You for my life. I do believe on Your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that You died for me. And the blood that You shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask You now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor You and to follow You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Is He worthy? He's worthy.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.